Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 86. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
And it's not episode 86. It's actually episode 83. I don't know why I said 86.
Yeah, where are you getting the 6 from? It's 726?
Yeah, I just like to make things up. Don't worry about that. Welcome to our podcast. Bear with us as Randy blows his nose and coughs through the whole episode.
I'll try not to.
Apparently he's got a cold or something, supposedly.
Yeah. No, I made it up. I'm just working on my acting career.
Yeah?
Yep.
This is you acting as if you have a cold?
Yep. Pretty good, huh?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, thanks.
Today is the end of December. I don't know what day.
27th
today.
It's true.
And so, as is our now yearly tradition, second annual.
Woohoo!
Right, second annual?
Yep.
We're going to go ahead and do a year in review. The news is slow. The holidays are upon us or past, I guess.
No, they're upon us still.
Like, we're in the midst of...
They are upon us.
They're upon us. So, like I said, we're going to look back at the year that was 2012 to the best of our ability. I mean, there's a lot of
And you know what? If you feel
happened.
Like we missed stuff, go listen to our old shows.
Yeah, there's a number of them. Probably, apparently, 32 through 83.
Yeah, seems like a few, huh?
Yeah, a couple. 51, because we skipped 1 week. Makes sense.
First week we've ever skipped.
It was Thanksgiving. Deal with it.
It's our show. We do what we want.
So, yeah.
Anyways.
So, we're just going to kind of pick and choose what we want to talk about.
How about, let's talk about any new technology that you have received in the last year.
That I've received in the last
year. Yes. Like, what is something that you got that you feel is, like, your the best investment of the year?
Technology?
Yeah.
I don't think I bought anything this year.
No?
Is that weird? I mean, apps. I've had my same phone for 2 years.
I suppose you got your same
my
phone.
IPad's
you
like
got
a
your
year and a half. My computer's, like, 4 years old.
Wow,
I got my Kindle last Christmas, but I talked
Christmas.
About that. I mean, technically, that's like a couple days
we'll
older
count it.
Than a year.
We'll
so
count
my
it.
Kindle, but I didn't buy that, so it wasn't an investment. I made.
Well, somebody invested. You find your best technology piece in the last 365 days.
Well, that still eliminates it.
400 days.
All right. Leap year.
Puts anyway. Us back into, yeah. Puts you back in November of last year.
How about you? You got a new phone.
Yeah,
you
new phone.
This year, right?
Yep, HTC One S. Still love it. It's on Android 4.1. I don't have 4.2. Oh, man, I'm missing out on everything.
You got a tablet, too.
And I got my Nexus 7.
And you got some solid-state hard drives in your computer?
A.
A?
Yep.
Some new graphics card?
Nope.
Oh, you got a second one, though, didn't you?
No, I've had that for a while.
Do you bridge them?
Yep. Crossfire. My Roku.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm like, all up in the technology this year. Check me out.
Yeah, but I already had a tablet and a phone and a media player.
Do you have a Nintendo, though?
Yeah.
Randy, we were playing it before. Fair enough. Yeah, no, I would say my best thing that I purchased, well, it would be silly for me to say my tablet, since I got both my phone and my tablet, but my phone I use way more than my tablet. But they're pretty equal, I would say. Like, I love my tablet. Like, when I'm sitting at home, like, last couple of nights I've been watching movies, and I just sit on the couch, bring the Nexus over, sit down. It's like, give me a little ding, like, oh, something's happening. Better check it out.
Well, I mean, when I started my computer up today for the podcast, it was dead because I hadn't used it since last Thursday for the podcast.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
And it's, yeah, pound and a half. Can't beat it. So, yeah. That's what I got. I thought it'd be cool.
It is cool.
You're going to be getting a new phone anyway soon.
Soon.
All right.
In a month. Then we'll be all sorts of speedy. Anyway.
Yeah, you'll be all up in that 4G here, huh?
Actually, if I switch to... Sprint, was it, that just started 4G in Minneapolis?
Correct.
I feel like AT&T has... They have HPSA Plus, so whatever. What happened this year?
We'll start kind of from the back and work our way forward.
Start at the bottom. So Facebook has been in the news a lot this year.
Yes.
Good and bad. Was it in May?
No.
Or March?
It was March, I believe. Like, it was around the CES time, I feel like.
CES is in January. Anyway, Facebook had their initial public offering of stocks.
That went well for them, huh?
No.
Remember when it opened at $42 a share?
It closed at like 38 that day, but now it's like 20.
Is that what it is? I was just going to look. Because they were selling. It was supposed to open at...
I think it's back around 25 right now.
It was supposed to open at 38, ended up opening at 42, and it was like after the first week, it was already down to like $32. Like, I mean, they just...
Yeah.
26.
See, my guess of 25 was pretty accurate, huh? So... but it's the first, is it the biggest IPO ever?
Yep.
So, I mean, it was a pretty big deal. And there was a lot of craziness, and people were hating on it because it's Randy. I mean, if you go back and listen to, like, the first 10 episodes after that, you can hear Randy laughing at them.
Literally, I did laugh at him. Because it's like, I mean, yeah, you can listen to our old podcast, but it was like, what can Facebook give its investors, you know, and that's the reason why it lost so much money in the first couple months. Was there was so much hype around Facebook just because it's such a, you know, they have what, 700 million users, and you know, for a actual site to have that kind of numbers behind it, and yeah, to open up and like say, hey, you guys, we're doing good, come invest in us, you know? It's like, I think people were kind of starstruck, like, oh, we can have a kind of a piece of the pie with 700 million users, and how can we lose? And then they were like, wait a minute, how am I supposed to, like, what am I going to get out of this? Yeah. So, which, I mean, they're working on, they've changed a lot of stuff. I mean, there's ads that show up now in the feeds. There's a lot, I feel like there's a lot more ads on the right panels now too.
Which may or may not be good for users, but good for investors.
Right.
Then they ripped off Snapchat. But yeah, it's definitely been... I mean, and they've had issues with privacy stuff, and... I mean, they've been in the news a lot. I'm pretty sure we've talked about them in nearly every podcast at some point. But Facebook is just one of those... one of the big four, I guess. I would assume, you know, like... whatever they're doing is news and maintains relevance, so... it's been a crazy year for them. It's been a big year for hackers.
Yeah.
Anonymous. What do you know about them? Anything?
They were... I don't know if I can say they are currently, but they're one of the biggest hacker groups out there. And one of their main leaders decided... well, he got busted, sort of, and he worked out some sort of plea bargain with the FBI. Where if he turned in a bunch of the high-profile people from the hacker group, he could get some sort of immunity. And so, yeah, the guy's name is Cebu, and I mean, it was big news for quite a few weeks, actually. You know, and it's funny, because I just read an article about them maybe 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, and it was talking about kind of like the rise and fall of Anonymous, but... like, even if they fall, I mean, it's kind of like V for Vendetta. Like, even if the leader falls, like, their whole mission statement.
You cut one head off and two more grow back.
Yeah, and it was like their mission statement was, like granted, they were doing hacking and releasing a lot of, like, government files and stuff. But it was more so the idea behind power to the people, where the government should actually fear its... peeps instead of
constituents.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, most recently, I think they said they're going after the Westboro Baptist Church or whatever it is, the people that are always, you know, being jerks. So they're out to get the people that are causing harm, not the people that are out for good. Well, there's another thing we don't have on here. So yeah, I mean, it's been a last year. Well, last year's Times Person of the Year was the hacker. I mean, or the, was it the protester? Something along those lines, you know, like. So, I mean, last year, and it kind of drove into this year. I mean, it kind of seems like it's cooled out a little now toward the end of the year.
Yep.
But it was still a big part of the year. Google had a pretty crazy year.
Google.
They have crazy years every year, Mike. That's, they are crazy.
They are crazy.
You look up crazy in the dictionary, and all it says is Google. Randy, nobody looks up anything in the dictionary. They just Google it. So, they released Jelly Bean. Again?
Yep. Jelly Bean again. I don't know what else to say. I think a lot of people were kind of surprised by it.
That they called it Jelly Bean again?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
They were probably like, oh, guys, we're going to run out of letters pretty soon. We better tone it down a little bit.
Tone it down. They really are. I guess they're already almost halfway through them. And they're only at 4.1. So they released
4.2.
The Galaxy, a number or no? Yeah, the Galaxy S3 came out by Samsung. That was a pretty big selling phone, the biggest selling phone for a while.
Yep,
a couple months. Google Drive became a real thing.
That was cool. Not that I bought any space, but I mean,
5 gigs was more than enough. It was for now.
Yeah, and it's cheap. Still cheap, like if you need online storage.
They've extended their Nexus line. I mean, they launched the Nexus 7 this year.
Got one of those.
The Nexus 4, the Nexus 10.
Nexus 10. I am yet to play with a Nexus 10. I'd like to see one.
I don't think they're selling well. I'm just going to throw that out there.
No, I would agree. I doubt
Nexus
they're.
7, like, I've never heard anyone, like, I feel like even like the solid Apple lovers in the tech industry are all big fans of the Nexus 7, but I've not heard anyone talk very well about the Nexus 10 or even talk about it in depth.
There's no news about it.
Right. No news is good news, right? No, that's not how that works. That's the opposite. And they also just recently launched their Google Match for Music.
Yes. Which is awesome. About time. They should have had it from day one, but I'm sure there's some sort of like license or something.
They were removed from Apple and then reborn on Apple with Google Maps and YouTube.
I forgot about YouTube.
YouTube and Google Maps were both taken out of the core iOS features this year in iOS 6, but both apps have been added back by Google, and a lot of people think, and especially the last couple of weeks I've been reading, that people are really thinking that, you know, Google's found its design voice on iOS, actually. Like, they're making solid, beautiful apps right now that just have been doing really well. And we talked in length about the Google Maps app, so I don't need to get into it. But just in general.
One thing I had read, one of the articles was, it'll be interesting to see what direction Apple goes with their next version of iOS, because a lot of people are going to third-party apps, like, instead of using the core features of Apple. Right. So, and one of the things I had read was, if they want to, like, exist in the market, like, there's going to be a lot of people are going to, the way the article put it was, well, if I have to use, or if I want to use Google Maps, if I want to use YouTube, like, and there's a lot of other, like, core Google apps, like, why wouldn't I just get an Android phone? Like, because the gap between the two phones, like, UI-wise, is narrowing down a lot more now, so.
I only use 2.5 Apple core apps on my phone. And one of them is phone, and the other is messages, because iMessage is much better than anything else that's out there. And the other one is mail, but I go back and forth between Gmail, Sparrow, and mail, so that's why I said a half. But I don't use the Notes app, or the Calendar app, or the Contacts app, or the Maps app. Neither here nor there.
It was funny. We were trying to went out for lunch yesterday with a few people from work, and one of them had an iPhone, and she was using Google Maps to find the place, and she's like, ugh, I just want to go back to Apple Maps. I just hate the Google Maps. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, I never had a problem with it.
I never had a problem with it either.
So I thought that was funny.
It all depends on where you were and, you know, how hard the maps were in that area. Google did some purchasing this year.
Yes.
They always do. But I think their biggest purchase was probably Oink, at least as far as Randy was concerned, right?
It's true.
Or Milk, I guess, really. Yeah. Not Oink. So Oink shut down Kevin Rose. You may remember us having talked about him before.
I think we've said his name a few times before.
So Google purchased that, and Kevin works for them now. And some of the other people that were at Milk. So, I mean, that's been an interesting transition. And then, speaking of Kevin Rose, Diggs had an interesting year, right?
Yes. Kind of the rise and fall of, they finally sold the company. They had fallen a while ago, actually. And they finally sold it to, what was it, Mediacom? Something like that?
News Corp?
BetaWorks.
Yeah.
BetaWorks. And they had a site redesigned for Dig in
6 weeks.
It was ridiculous. And what they put up was awesome, you know?
Do you go there total, still?
No, I haven't been there for probably 2 months, maybe. It's a nice layout. I just don't. The reason why I went to Dig before was because it was more, like, now it feels not as much user.
It feels like more curated.
Yeah.
By some editor.
Yeah. So
now you go to Reddit.
Every once in a while, maybe once a week.
Because it's the same thing, essentially. That's what Dig was. So Dig, they had a crazy year. They're doing well, I think, actually. So. Nintendo launched the Wii U to no fanfare. I don't know. I don't think it's doing wonderfully well.
Everybody that I've heard that has one loves it.
Really?
Yeah. I have a guy from Raptor Source that bought it for his kids for Christmas, and he said it's awesome. At least it's different. He said that was the biggest thing. Like, took him a while to get like a hang of it, but he said.
Well, and I suppose it matters how many games he got, because what the biggest thing I've heard, in as far as reviews wise, is that people say none of the games use the controller consistently the same, and so every game you have to relearn a mechanism. Gotcha. But if you only have one or two games, it might not seem that bad, which most people aren't going to go out and buy every game that launched, you know. So. But it's an interesting concept, interesting take on the Wii, adding a tablet controller, basically. So we'll see. We'll really see how they do in the coming year. They had some bugs to work out when it first launched, but they're a solid year ahead of their competition again, just like, well, not last time, but.
Yep. I think that, I mean, they pushed it out
because they wanted to have that jump start. Yep. So, and I think that's why the bugs appeared. Science has had an interesting year this year. We had Felix Baumgartner jumping from the edge of space.
Little Red Bull action.
Yeah.
Think they're crazy?
Yeah, they are crazy.
I just watched a cool video on them today. Another one. It was like a human-powered Rube Goldberg machine.
I feel like I said something about that, but
it was cool. But yeah, jumped from 128,000 feet. Reached, 800 and...
870 or something.
Broke the speed of sound.
Yeah. He had a crazy jump. It was crazy to watch. I thought he was going to die.
But I legitimately thought I was going to watch him die.
It's crazy. The one point on YouTube.
Yep, the one part where he was spinning, I was like, holy crap. And they'd cut all the sound out of the control room, and I was like, oh my word, this is... Yeah, this is it.
NASA landed Curiosity on Mars. that was crazy this year. Also for, you know, science.
All in the name of science.
That was pretty cool. Watching that live seemed weird too, but
agreed.
You know,
does it seem crazy? Like, the thing that I always laugh at is like, oh, we can stream video like perfectly clear from Mars and like have all this reception and like remote control car, but I can't get cell phone reception in my apartment.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy. Do you not get reception here?
No, I do, but that's,
people don't. Right. Right. I get you.
Just an example.
I get you. The world is a crazy place, Randy. It's all about the dumb pipes. Microsoft, they had a year.
Yeah, they've been around. They announced their tablet. Well, a couple things.
Yeah.
New Windows version, Windows 8.
Which nobody's using. Just kidding. People are using
it. I get a lot of, yeah.
You get a lot of what?
I hear a lot of hate on it. Well, from just one person on RaptorSource, because he runs a computer store. So he's supporting them. And he hates the Metro layout. But it's like,
it's not called that, but yeah.
Right, because they can't use it.
Because they got sued.
But it's like, even going from Windows like 3.1 to Windows 95 was a huge change. And Windows 95 to 98 was like a medium change. But Windows 2000 to Windows XP was a large change, and XP to Vista was a huge change. And it's like, I think people just need to give it time. It's brand new OS, I guess. So, I don't know. I still like it. It has a feel of Win 7.
Yeah, do you have it installed on your computer over here?
I still have it on my VMware.
Are you running it right now?
Yep, running it right now.
I think you're a liar.
Let me go change my background so it looks like it. Thank you, Mike.
Then they launched a Surface to, I saw a funny chart today, actually. I'm sure you saw it floating around, but it was like, oh, this is my first tweet from my new, and it was like blank, and it was like, how many times is this from like an iPad, an iPhone, a Google tablet, and the Surface? And there was like 2 from the Surface, and like 3,000 from an iPad. But mostly just making fun of Microsoft. They launched a Surface. They launched Windows 8 phones. They pretty much rebranded themselves completely. Sort of.
Yeah, no. I mean, they're working on doing what Apple's doing, I think.
They took a huge step in a direction. I'm not going to say it's the right direction, because I think only time will really tell on that one. Whether or not this was a legitimately good move or something that's going to end up kicking him in the face, but it could go either way, right?
Agreed. It's the step that they needed to move to, I believe, but it's going to take time.
Right.
It's kind of like Apple.
We'll figure it out next year.
It's kind of like Apple when they started finally melding together iOS and
OS X. We kind of missed this when we went over the Google stuff, but Google launched a Nexus Q for like 36 hours and then decided they were just going to not do that. They were just kidding around. It was a media device, a spherical media device that was supposed to work from your... It's kind of their answer to AirPlay, really, but that was all it was an answer
Except
to.
It was very feature lacking.
It wasn't like, hey, look, this runs Netflix and you can run stuff from your phone. No, you could just run stuff from your phone on it. And it costs $250. Except for that everybody got one. I think they got it for free. I don't think they ended up charging anybody for the ones they shipped. So that's kind of crazy. But that was Google's kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle?
Is that a real word?
We'll roll with it. I like it.
That's a real word, right?
How do you spell it?
No idea. You're asking me how to spell something?
Right. Oh, kerfuffle. I spelled it right the first time. A commotion or fuss.
Yeah, that was a kerfuffle, all right.
I don't think so.
Anyways.
I think the word you're looking for is cluster.
No, I think it was kerfuffle. Yeah. Microsoft. Windows 8. Windows Phone 8. Stop calling everything Windows. Like, why can't you just call it...
Oh, yeah. Coming from the guy that likes OS X, where it's like, oh, look at us with our lions, tigers, and bears. I don't
think those are good names either.
Yeah, no. That's okay. I'm just calling you out. I'm taking you down with the ship. You're not getting on the lifeboat, Mike. You're not floating away going, look at me, Apple's going to save me.
No, the thing I don't like is Android phone names. And Windows. No, not even just Android. It's like HTC and Samsung phone names. And
basically every other Android phone. Except for the Galaxies.
No, the Nexuses are fine. Like the Nexus and the Galaxies, those are fine. You know, like... But, you know, your, like, Motorola has horrible names. HTC, for the most part, has horrible names. They're starting to try to be better, but they're still just confusing the waters. LG has horrible names. The LG Evo 4G HD surround sound subwoofer. Like, that's not real.
You should make up names for them.
I know.
They're pretty good.
Saturday Night Live even did a commercial about it. That's how bad it got. Moving on. When we... Facebook, we kind of skipped this to Instagram. They bought Instagram, Facebook did, for, at the time, what was $1 billion. But it turned out not to really be $1 billion because... In the end, the stock dropped a lot, and it wasn't worth $1 billion. But, you know, Android got Instagram.
Yay! That was kind of bittersweet, really, because I was really hating on Instagram
for
a long time.
You're like, I'm not going to use that. I don't even care if it comes to Android. Then now you're like, look at me and my Instagram pictures, guys.
This I know. Guy. Now I'd much rather use Instagram than Facebook.
Yeah, I agree.
But you in the why? End, I'm still using Facebook.
You know why Instagram's better?
Because there's no BS.
Because they show me everything. They're not algorithming my lookings and showing me what they think I want to see. Because clearly they don't know what I want to see. Because I want to see everything. Everything.
I get it.
So Apple had a year.
Yeah, probably not much, though.
Tim Cook's first year as CEO for real. Steve Jobs died at the end of last year, October 5th, in case you're curious. And so, I mean, although I think this year was set up mostly by Steve Jobs, I think next year will be the real test for Tim Cook in the coming years. But, they launched a new iPhone, the iPhone 5, to medium praises. I don't know. I mean, you got the fanboys on one side thinking it's the best thing ever, and the Android
thing. Best thing ever.
And then the Android people saying, shit, we had that 3 years ago. Where's the screen?
The standard micro USB mic.
But overall, it's still sold outrageously. They launched a Retina MacBook Pro. Both versions now by the end of the year, but the beginning of the year they did the middle of the year they did a 15-inch MacBook Pro with Retina display, making it thin and lovely looking, with a very very high pixel density ratio.
Retina.
They pretty much upgraded every line as they do every year. The Mac Mini, the MacBook Pro. The MacBook Airs.
Airs got thinner.
Airs got thinner.
They were like one-third of a millimeter thinner.
They launched two iPads. Three, really, but two. We're going to say two to start. One in March, as per their yearly renewal. And then one again in October to go ahead and piss everybody off.
That's what they do. And they did piss people off, too.
And then now there's rumors that they actually have another one coming out in April.
Wow.
But if they just start doing a 6-month cycle. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a good thing for Apple, because that way it keeps them more current with hardware.
Right.
But I think people who are used to one thing a year will get angry.
Yeah, because nobody's going to be buying 2 iPods a year, or iPads a year. Well, some people.
I was going to say,
I sell my iPad too, and it works great.
Yeah, but you use it. Your kid uses it mainly. Well, if you had your way, you would have a new one. Don't argue with me.
But I don't need it.
Yeah, that's not the point.
I'm just saying, people get crazy. You don't need it.
There's a lot of stuff you don't need.
Remember when we listed how many new gadgets I got this year? You don't need a lot of things. Maybe we want a few things, but... And then, of course, they launched the iPad Mini, also to a lot of good reviews. And some bad reviews. Mostly people with the bad reviews just are hating on the screen because they don't think the resolution is good enough. But it is what it is.
Is what it flipping is.
And supposedly the new iPad will have the same, like, similar form factor of the iPad Mini. Like, it'll be a full size, but it'll have the smaller bezel on the side and the rounded curves. And supposedly it will be thinner as well. We'll see what happens. Apple became the most valuable company in the world this year.
Which gas company was it that they took over?
Exxon.
Okay. Couldn't remember if it was Exxon or BP. Exxon makes more sense just because.
Their stocks peaked just under $700, I think. $700 a share or around there. Actually, they've fallen quite a bit in the last month or so. For whatever reason, makes stocks drop, I guess.
People
being crazy. It'll go back up, though, I'm sure.
Pretty much. It's what they do. Depends on what happens with fiscal cliff.
You can't, yeah. You should probably get someone on to talk about that. you can't be on top forever. Eventually, someone is going to disarm them.
It's the way of the world.
With a smile. Yeah, I mean, Apple's had a... And supposedly Apple's also going to T-Mobile.
Hearsay. Rumor mill.
Yeah, I think it's a little more than that, but... Could be. You never know.
I've said my piece on that.
Yeah. Who knows?
I'll welcome them.
Yeah, then you'll go get one.
Probably not.
Are you going to get the 1S Plus? You have a 1S, right? 1S?
Yeah.
I don't think they make a 1S Plus. I think it's a 1X Plus only.
1X Plus.
Are you waiting for the 1S Plus?
No.
I don't know. Galaxy S4?
I don't know what my next phone will be.
This is my next?
I don't want a Nexus. I would like a Nexus, but I don't want the screen size. HTC hit it right
Maybe
here.
Maybe you should get the Galaxy Note 2. I hear that's pretty good screen size.
Yeah, I'm just going to start carrying around my 7.
That'd make more sense.
I'll put
Google Voice
on there and away I go. Right away, great captain.
Ooh.
See what I did there?
And... I don't know. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Not really.
And the last thing is that we're still here. Obviously, the world did not end on Friday, as it was foretold by...
The Mayans. In the words of Grumpy Cat, worst apocalypse ever.
Is that what he said?
That picture cracked me up. Did you see it? Yeah, you've seen it.
Yeah.
The Grumpy Cat meme is...
It's everywhere.
It's hysterical. I was on a... You don't think so?
I mean, it's a cat.
You don't like upset. Memes. You don't really get memes.
I understand.
You don't get them. Oh, that's okay. It's beyond you. I forgot. You're all hoity-toity with your Apple products over there. You guys don't like your memes.
I don't.
Go talk to Steve Jobs.
He's dead.
Yeah, you can still talk to him. Go to his grave and talk
to him. I'm not upset about it. I like the Velociraptor. I mean, that's funny. And the Science Cat, that's funny.
Science Cat is funny as heck.
But the Grumpy Cat? Eh.
What? Maybe you just haven't seen any good ones.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I'm sure that's it. So anyway, we're still here. The apocalypse didn't happen.
No, it's kind of a sucky apocalypse.
There have not been any zombies thus far. Although my grandma asked me today when I was talking on the phone if the Living Dead thing had passed or if that was still coming. I told her that could happen anytime.
Fair enough. To tell her, don't worry. I'm just going to go down to Randy's house if it happens.
Oh, no. I tell her not to worry, though. So you don't worry about that. I'll take care of it.
Because it's going to be me, you, and Josh.
Right.
Teaming up.
But.
And then we're going to drive out to Michigan, and we're going to meet up with the guy out there.
Michigan?
Yeah. Because he has, like, a armory.
Maybe we should be telling everybody our plans on the
air. Oh. I meant Iowa.
Yeah, we're going to Iowa. It's cool stuff in Iowa.
Lots of cool stuff.
So, yeah. The apocalypse is still... must be approaching, I guess. Oh, there was an election this year, too. That happened.
Yeah, wasn't very big news, though.
Technology played a role. May or may not have. And there's also a hurricane.
Oh, yeah. Storm. That actually did affect a lot of technology.
That's all hearsay.
Yeah, there's tons of websites down.
Not still?
No, there was.
Oh, yeah.
Gizmodo was down for...
a long time. All the Gawker ones.
Week? At least. 6 days? 7 days? 8?
Squarespace is carrying gas upstairs to run their generator. It did eventually go down for like 20 minutes, though, or something.
It's true.
Slackers. But anyway, I think that about wraps it up for the year in review. We probably missed a lot of stuff that happened this year. But hey, like we said earlier, there's 51 episodes. Go listen to them. But we covered it all then.
It's true.
As it was happening. And if you don't like it, you could call us at, what's the phone number, Randy?
406-794-3357.
Oh, you got it right that time.
I know.
Good job. It's a new year.
Not yet. New year, new beginning.
406-79-GEEKS. You could call us or text us. you could email us if you'd like.
fans@bleedgeek.com.
You could hit us up on Twitter.
@bleedgeek. Twitter.com/bleedgeek.
Or go right on our Facebook wall.
Yeah, be like, oh, hey, whatever happened to that Pat McGivern guy, huh?
Good one. Oh, yeah, we started a movie site this year, too.
Oh, yeah, I did go through that one. Movie site is up. Movies.bleedgeek.com.
Bleedgeek.movie.com/movies, but yeah.
Both will get you there. I don't think the first one will get you there.
Anywho. So that's that, Mattress Man. Yeah, follow us individually on Twitter. I am at Mike037.
I am at The Crandall.
Next week, we will be looking at our predictions from last year and making new ones for the coming year.
Yeah.
I wonder if any of us predicted that the apocalypse wouldn't happen. Stay tuned next week to find out.
Cliffhanger.
Oh. With that, thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.